Welcome or welcome back to Readability. If you didn't know already, this is a kid podcast that's all about reading. Don't know a good book to read? Visit Readability and I'll help you out. Every Saturday, I'll either read, review, or recommend different books just for you. Lay back and listen to this week's episode. Let's get started. In this episode of Readability, I had a fun idea in mind, and I hope this will work the way I hope. I'm going to give each of the six crows from Six of Crows by Leah Bardugo a short playlist that represents them as a person. If you don't know who I'm talking about, the six crows are from a popular dark YA fantasy series by Leah Bardugo. We have Kaz Brekker, who's this leader of the crows, and who's also very violent. Inej Gaffa, a spider-like spy, who's really good at throwing knives. Nina Zenik, a powerful Grisha, basically... A Grisha is basically someone who has powers, who can control your organs and heart. Matthias Helvar, a Grisha hunter, but eventually warms up to the group. Jesper Fahe, a sharpshooter who's addicted to gambling. And Wyland Van Eck, the son of a very rich man, and he's also a talented musician, bomb-like creator, and associate. That's the best description I can give without giving any spoilers. I want to give each character 5 songs that represent them to the best of my abilities. I also don't know that many songs, so let's hope I can really capture their character using what I know. I also might have some bonus songs at the end for like the different relationships between the characters. Without further ado, let's get started. Maybe this could become an entire series. I kind of hope it does, but we'll see. Kaz Brekker. Number 1, I Did Something Bad by Taylor Swift. There may or may not be a lot of Taylor Swift songs, especially from her album Reputation, because it's so much like Six of Crows. I'm sorry. This song perfectly resembles Kaz, and honestly, all the crows, but Kaz in particular. They're a group of gangsters doing bad things, but they're also good. Kaz, whenever he's on heist, he knows what he's doing, and every move he makes has a significant effect on what happens. That's obviously why he's the leader of the group. Along with that, his backstory kind of basically gives him an excuse to do all those inexplicably bad things. So I would say that something like this would relate to the lyrics. I want to sing these lyrics, but I can't sing, so I'll just have to speak them. Because for every lie I tell them, they tell me 3. This is how the world works. Come on. That's a pretty Kaz line, just saying. Number 2, Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo. So while yes, Kaz is the head of this danger group that kills people, not really. I'd like to say he's also an angsty teenager. Am I wrong? He's only 17 years old. So I feel like he would really relate to the message of the song that life is unfair. Where's my teenage dream? Not saying that it's on his priority list to have a teenage dream, but you know what I mean. I won't listen to adults. I don't care if I don't enjoy my youth. You know what I mean? Like, he would like this song. Number 3, Trouble by Valerie Brossard. I think I butchered her last name. I'm so sorry. This is definitely a Kaz Brekker song, or even a Dregs / Crows song. Yes, they have more than one name. Because this song just radiates, like, powerful, troubling, you could say, energy. I have no idea how to explain it. I would add this to any Six of Crows related playlist, like, immediately. It just radiates Kaz Brekker and Six of Crows energy. Number 4, As the World Caves In by Matt Maltese. So Kaz is, in fact, a dangerous criminal. However, he does have a touching love story with Inej Gaffa. So we have to put in a I'll be with you until the end of it all kind of love song. From the famous I Would Come For You and If I Couldn't Walk I'd Crawl To You quote from the book, this song really resembles Kaz's love for Nej. You know, if you know the song, you know. And number 5, Don't Blame Me by Taylor Swift. Oops, I did it again. I wrote that in the script and I didn't realize that it's like the song Oops, I Did It Again. Pun not intended. Anyways, here's another Taylor Swift song. Oops. Don't Blame Me is similar to the last one. It's about Kaz and Nej's, like, relationship. But more from Kaz's perspective, his love for her kind of drives him crazy, hence the line from the song, "Don't blame me, my love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right." I hope you get my thought process. Nenej Gafa. Number one, Tightrope by Michelle Williams from The Greatest Showman musical. For obvious reasons, I had to go with the song. If you don't know the context of why the song connects with Inej, Inej was this circus-like performer before she started working for Katzbrecher, and she was often on a tightrope. So let's just say she's gotten a lot of bad memories from being a circus performer-ish. The song could also be tied to Kaz and Inej's relationship. Especially if you look at the lyrics and how they depend on each other, quite literally to survive, it's a mix of the two. Number two, Royals by Lorde. I think the line, "It don't run in our blood, that kind of lux just ain't for us, we crave a different kind of buzz," is what made me want to include this song especially. The line, "My friend and I, we've cracked the code, we've counted our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this, we didn't come from money." Man, that line really represents Inej and the Crows, like, a lot. It's kind of scary. The song is also just really good. So good, in fact, that I couldn't ignore it. I had to include it. Lorde is an amazing artist. Number three, I Come With Knives by IMAX. IMAX is all in caps. I mean, we're talking about Inej Gafa, and I don't already have a song about knives. Inej is known for her crazy accurate knife-throwing skills, obviously it being her main weapon. So because of that, in this title, you know, they just go together. Yeah, this combination is a little on the nose, but the line, "I never promised you an open heart or charity," it's basically an Inej and Kaz when they're, like, fighting or something. I don't know. Number four, Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish. I will say it, Inej really doesn't need anyone to survive. She's so talented and strong, especially seeing her backstory and what she had to go through at such a young age. So contrary to probably what the next song is going to be, she doesn't really need Kaz or a lover. She's 100% fine on her own. This song was an obvious choice to represent that. Therefore I Am, Billie Eilish, you know. And number five, Stay by Rihanna and Mickey Echo. I think that's how you pronounce their last name. Anyways, this is a classic 2000 song. However, it does represent Inej's feelings about Kaz. The line, "I threw my hands in the air, said, show me something. He said, if you dare, come a little closer." Because there was literally a scene just like that in the books. If you know, you know. Kaz is really unable to show his affection for Inej because he has severe PTSD from his past, making him unable to have skin contact with anyone, and that's why he wears gloves. If he does, it gets really bad for him mentally, so I'd say this song represents that back-and-forth relationship they have and how it's very complicated. Nina Zenick. Number one, Exile by Taylor Swift featuring Bon Iver. Spoilers for Crooked Kingdom. Please be aware, there are major spoilers for Crooked Kingdom. If you thought it was going to take a while until there's another Taylor Swift song, no. You were wrong. So wrong. This song, unfortunately, got to start off on a sad note, is a reference to Matthias's death. These lines. Ouch. "To pack us up and leave me with it, holding all this love out here in the hall. I think I've seen this film before and I didn't like the ending. You're not my homeland anymore, so what am I defending now?" Oh, I wish I could start off on a note like, Nina is such an inspiration, she's an independent woman or whatever. But I mean, I thought of this song, so I had to put it in. No more further spoilers for Crooked Kingdom after this. Okay. Number two, Nina Cried Protest by Hozier. Isn't this an obvious one? Yes, I am aware the song quite literally has the name Nina in it. But even the message of the song shows Nina in important light. According to a very trusted source, Google, it states that this song is a thank you note to the spirit and legacy of protests and stuff like that. I guess this can represent like her being Grisha and a lot of people not liking the Grisha. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it, but if that doesn't scream Nina Zenick, I don't know what does. Number 3, Prima Donna Girl by Marina. I have a weird feeling that if she existed, she would be a really big fan of Marina and this song especially. It just gives off her vibe. And also, that careless, All I Ever Wanted Was the World in the song just encapsulates Nina. Does it not? I don't know. Maybe I'm going crazy. Number 4, Me and My Husband by Mitski. I would like to think that Nina wants to live a happy, peaceful life with Matthias. Maybe marrying him? That's kind of what the title is suggesting, but no, you know what I mean. The real message of the song is like, I'm not very happy right now, but I chose you, so I'm going to stick with you. That's the message of the song. But I don't think Nina and Matthias are really, really unhappy with each other, but they always stick together, so that's the part of the song I'm associating with Matthias and Nina. And Nina, especially. And number 5, The Man by Taylor Swift. Now, if I did choose another Taylor Swift song to represent Nina instead of Exile, this song would more than definitely be it. These lines, and I'm so sick of them coming at me again, because if I was the man, then I'd be the man. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Nina literally said that in the books. It is such a her line. I don't know how to explain it. It just is. Matthias Helvar. Number 1, Running with the Wolves by Aurora. If you're not aware, Matthias is heavily tied to Wolves. I don't want to spoil anything big, but if you know what happens in the last chapter of Crooked Kingdom, well, not the last chapter, the last Matthias chapter, then yeah, you know. I had to put this song in. I guess the song is interchangeable with Wolves by Selena Gomez, because this song and Wolves by Selena Gomez give off the same Wolves vibe I'm looking for. Basically a song about wolves and running with them. So Running with the Wolves by Aurora, it just, yeah. Number 2, Smithereens by 21 Pilots. I hope one of my friends is proud of me for including a 21 Pilots song, and not gonna lie, this one's pretty good, especially for Matthias and Nina have a enemies to lovers relationship arc, and I'd say by the end of when they're lovers, Matthias would do anything for Nina. And as seen as on the lyrics of this song, for you, I'd go step to a dude much bigger than me. For you, I know I'd get messed up, weigh 153. For you, I would get beat to smithereens. It just makes so much sense for him. I don't know how to explain it. Number 3, My Girlfriend is a Witch by October Country. Yep, I love this song so much. And yes, it perfectly matched with Matthias, because according to his type of people, to Druskel, I don't know how to say their name, basically Grisha hunters, people who want to see all Grisha dead, she is a witch. He literally calls her a witch when they first meet because of her powers. My Girlfriend is a Witch? Like, come on. That's a perfect title. Number 4, Pluto Projector by Rex Orange County. Sorry. With the amount of Nina and Matthias songs I'm giving to Matthias, it's making me think that Matthias's only personality trait is that he's Nina's love interest. And you know what? Maybe that's what it is, okay? I'm joking. This song has a few lines that could potentially show Matthias's doubt in what he can do for Nina, or if he'll be enough for Nina, or if he'll be able to protect Nina. Anyways, the lines. The great protector, is that what I'm supposed to be? What if all this counts for nothing? Everything I thought I'd be. That's really sweet. Anyways, number 5, Delicate by Taylor Swift. Another love song. Oops, and it's Taylor Swift. I'm so predictable. But when I hear the lines, this ain't for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Obviously, for Nina, Matthias has a really bad reputation for literally wanting to kill Nina. But if Nina actually takes the time to see him and see him grow and put the past behind him, that must mean, whoa, she likes him for who he is? Crazy. This could also be for Nina to Matthias. Like, in Matthias's perspective, Nina has a bad reputation because she's a witch, like we said. And if he's able to put the past behind him, you know, it, vice versa, you know what I mean. Jesper Fahey. Number 1, Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner. I think that's how you pronounce that. Anyways, It's true. No one is as cool as Jesper. His ego is really up there, I would say. And as many other songs for the other characters, if Jesper existed, which is kind of sad to say that he doesn't exist, but he would really like the song a lot. Also, yes, once again, tying in romance with every single song, I could see Jesper saying this to Wylan in some form. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I use up all my tricks. I hope that you like this. Hey, you know what I mean? Number two, Talk Too Much by Coin. Not only can the lyrics relate to Jesper, the fun pop-like feeling that it has represents Jesper's strive to always joke around and keep the atmosphere happy, especially in a book like this that is very, not sad, but dark. I don't know how to explain it. Especially whenever the crows need it most, he's always that light of just happiness and, like, humor, I would say. Number three, This Is Me Trying by Taylor Swift. Contrary to the previous upbeat love, I think, song, we have a sad love song by Miss Swift herself. Despite Jesper always joking around, he has some sad roots in him, and he's always trying his best. Like, really trying. Life is not fair, and he's lost a lot in his life. Hasn't every single character in this book? Like, every single character goes through so much trauma, and it's so sad. But Jesper, especially, and trying to be enough for Wylan, or even Kaz. Hear me out. I know this is a love song, but hear me out. Kaz and Jesper have this brotherly, like, relationship, especially, it's kind of sad because Kaz lost his older brother, so it just makes it even more sad. But that's besides the point. And if you take away any romantic connotations from this song, this could also possibly fit for them. Number four, Burning Pile by Mother Mother. The lines, all my money been long time spent on my drugs, on my rent, on my saving philosophy. It goes one bank and the rest for me, followed up by, it goes all my troubles a burning pile, all lit up and I start to smile. If I catch fire and then I change my aim. Makes me think of Jesper, like, a lot. Especially the first part about money. My guy really likes gambling and spending money. So why wouldn't I choose this song? Number five. Oh boy. I Don't Dance from High School Musical 2. Hear me out on this one, okay? It's a little out there. It's very, very much different from the previous ones. Jesper's humor is what really stands out about his personality. And because this song is just so much different compared to the others, especially, like, the previous one, it just makes it funny, I guess. I don't know. Does that make any sense whatsoever? No, it's not like Jesper doesn't dance, because he probably does. But I think he would probably try to teach Wylan how to dance. So boom, another comparison. I know, I'm too good at this. Wylan Van Eck. Number one, Tolerate It by Taylor Swift. It's not my fault that Taylor Swift has a lot of songs that fit for Six of Crows. This one especially for Jesper and Wylan. Wylan has severe dyslexia, and this is a really big disadvantage for him. He can't read or write. Which is why he finds comfort in math and music. As you can imagine, for someone who helps a group of criminals in a heist, you're going to have to be able to read, right? I mean, I have a few lines from this song. Bear with me. It's kind of a lot. I sit and watch you. I notice everything you do or don't do. You're so much older and wiser, and if it's all in my head, tell me now. Tell me I've got it wrong somehow. I know my love should be celebrated, but you tolerate it. And then more. I wait by the door like I'm just a kid. Use my best colors for your portrait. Oh, it's so good. This song also refers to the other person as if they're not treating the main character, or Taylor, because she's singing the song, with the same respect, I guess. But I think through Wylan's eyes, he's not doing enough for Jesper. It's not like Jesper's not doing enough for him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Number two, Daddy Issues by The Neighborhood. This song really is only title related. Like, the song is good. I like it. But the main reason I'm connecting it to Weiland is because of the title. For context, Weiland's father, who is referred to as Van Eck, never cared for Weiland. He mentally abused him, and he mentally abused him by saying he wasn't good enough and he could never do anything right. And by the way, it's because he couldn't read because of a disorder he has. Like, oof, that's rough. I guess you could say Weiland has some daddy issues. I know that's not what the song is about, but, like, in this connection, I thought it was kind of smart. Not smart, but, you know. Number 3, Nobody by Mitski. From this song, hear the lyrics. And I don't want your pity, I just want somebody near me. Come on. This is all Weiland really wants. He just wants to be appreciated. I don't know, this one, it's really hard to explain why I connect it with Weiland. Just intuition, you know? I don't know how to explain it. This song just, and it's good. So, I shouldn't really need that much of a reason. Number 4, Golden by Harry Styles. Weiland is known for being this ray of sunshine, not just by the audience and readers, but by characters in the book. Outside of the book, readers often refer to Weiland as Weiland Van Sunshine because he's so wholesome and amazing. You know, Jesper especially, going back into the book, he's always making fun of him, but that's besides the point. He loves him a lot. This song radiates really wholesome, happy vibes, which reminds me so much of Weiland Van Eck. Does it not? And number 5, Criminal by Britney Spears. Mama, I'm in love with a criminal. Listen, it just makes sense, okay? I mean, maybe not the mom part, because if you know, you know. But other than that, Weiland is in fact in love with a criminal. And that criminal is the iconic Jesper. But this one just makes sense. There's not much explaining. I unfortunately do not have any bonus songs, but I hope you enjoyed this episode of Readability. It was so much fun to go through my playlist and choose songs that represent the main cast of characters. I want to do this with the characters from The Gilded Wolves, because I love The Gilded Wolves. However, I also want to do The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, but also Red, White, and Royal Blue. And then it would also make sense if I did the Shadow and Bone characters, because they're from the same series as the Six of Crows characters. I don't know anymore. There's just so many choices, so many books I love. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you all next week for another episode. Keep reading, folks. Bye-bye.